Italian stocks declined on Monday, 2 days after Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti announced his resignation following a meeting with President Giorgio Napolitano. Monti announced he would resign as soon as the 2013 budget is passed. The vote was already scheduled for no later than April and will now likely take place in February. His imminent resignation, in conjunction with former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's plan to run for office, have sparked concerns with regard to Italy's economy. James Walston, Associate Professor of International Relations and Italian Politics for the American University of Rome, spoke with Vatican Radio about what those events might mean for Italy's economy.
The problem with the resignation is that it creates a situation of instability and unpredictability, and that is bad for the markets, and it's also bad for the medium-term planning of the Italian economy.
What is the significance of Berlusconi's intention to run for office again?
Well, for Berlusconi himself, it is his last chance. He is doing it for a variety of reasons. If he hadn't done it now, his party would have completely broken up. It was already in the stage of breaking up. And by forcing them to fight an election, he presumes that he will be able to bring them together, and he almost certainly will. He also has personal reasons to do so, to stand again for election. He is worried about some legislation which might have gone through, which would make it difficult for people with convictions to become candidates. He is facing judgment in the Ruby case early next year. So there are a lot of reasons why he wants to have elections sooner rather than later. In terms of general Italian politics, it is the effect on the economy, the return to the way things were 13 months ago, which is the most significant element. Berlusconi is somebody who the markets fear and the European partners fear because of his lack of management before and the brink to which he brought Italy a year and a half ago.
What is your take on the reasons why Monti is resigning at this time?
Does not have the confidence of the Chamber of Deputies. When the Secretary Alfano said that they were leaving the government, but he didn't say when, Mario Monti said, right, this is it, and I am resigning as soon as the budget has been passed. That was his way of countering the Berlusconi-Alfano move, because now he is in control of managing the crisis rather than Alfano and Berlusconi. It's not so much the resignation, it's not so much the elections, it's the timing of them, because the elections were going to be held at the latest by April, and until last week we thought they would probably be in March. Now we think they'll probably be in February. So it's not whether we have elections, it's when we have elections, and both Berlusconi and Monti are maneuvering for the when and the how rather than if. And at the moment, Monti seems to have taken the upper hand.
And what would you say is the main concern for Italy at this time?
The biggest single problem in Italy is the uncertainty. Until last week, there was a reasonably clear presumption of what was going to happen over the next 2 or 3 months. Now things are much less clear. It is very likely that a centre-left coalition will win the elections. But whether they have an absolute majority in both houses is far less certain now. And above all, it's what happens between now and the elections. The uncertainty which could increase the spread and therefore increase the cost of Italy's debt and put a stop to any moves towards the economic recovery. And that's the most dangerous part of result of what's happened this last week.